There are some great events on the calendar over the coming weeks. Of course, International Women's Day happening on, Sunday, but we've got plenty of events happening this week. And Harmony Day is coming up as well.
To tell us more, Devonport Mayor Annette Rockliffe, good morning.
Good morning, Lee. Good morning, Jess.
You're after expressions of interest for people to partake in Harmony Day?
Yeah, look, we're really keen to, because of COVID restrictions, we need to know a rough idea of how many people are coming because it's an outdoor event, it's free, but we do need people to register. So if you register on Eventbrite, if you're planning to come, it's next Thursday from 4 through till 7, so there'll be street eats, so lots of interesting food from various communities across our region. I'm doing a citizenship ceremony for, I think, 6 new citizens.
Oh, right. Wonderful.
And that will happen outside, all things being equal. And, of course, there'll be entertainment from various community groups across our city.
That's so much fun.
Are you asking for expressions of interest for people to have stalls
We need people to let us know if they want to come.
Right, okay.
So it's just a registration on Eventbrite.
Yep.
There's no cost involved, but right. We do need to get an idea about numbers because depending on the numbers is what our COVID planning has to be.
And that's where people get confused. Mm-hmm. Wait till last minute, want to get in, they can't because they haven't actually registered or got their free ticket, so to speak.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. So just need to get by Monday at latest, we need to know sort of what sort of numbers we're looking at. So please, if you're intending to go, and certainly, you know, it was a great event. We didn't do it last year. It was one of the first things we had to cancel. But the year before, there was lots of really interesting food, great entertainment from some Indian dancing, some Greek dancing. So, you know, a whole range of
Greek
things.
Dancing, that's right. We both drew into that, didn't we? That was good fun.
I'm not sure that people will be able to participate this year, but hopefully you'll be able to watch.
Look, and I really feel for people like you and the council that try and get these really good events off. That's a pain in the ass. I don't want to have to do that. I want to sit there on a Thursday afternoon with nothing to do at home and go, oh, that's on. I might walk down the street.
And I think that's the way we've always done things here, particularly in Tasmania. But and usually that wouldn't be an issue, but we have had to change the way we think. And it's not that far to plan ahead. And even if you're just coming down to get some tea and have a look at something for an hour after work or whatever, please just register so that we can have an idea of the level of COVID planning we have to do. Our staff have to get that organised.
Yeah.
And depending on the numbers, have to get it ticked off by State Health. So there's a lot of work involved for our team. And also, you know, we don't want to disappoint the people who are going to be doing the entertainment, who are preparing the food, all of those things. So please just let us know and then, you know, plan to have tea at the Harmony Day event on Thursday evening.
Perfect.
Right. The Diamonds of Devonport finalists are being acknowledged at a cocktail event tonight in Devonport. This sounds a little bit la-di-da.
It is a little bit la-di-da.
Why not?
We like to frock up a little bit. Look, it's a lovely event. It's an opportunity for us to acknowledge the women in our community who do great things. And it's our 10th or 11th year now. And it's been really lovely to see how much it's grown. We started with this one event when I said to our staff, we need to find a way to acknowledge International Women's Day. We don't do anything.
Yeah.
And now we're pretty unique in that we do a whole week of events. And I want to thank all the other organisations that have got involved in it as well. So we have a whole calendar of events. And I go along and I say, oh, I saw you last night. Yeah. And then a different group of people.
That's
great. And it's fabulous. So tonight is, as you said, acknowledging our diamonds. I think we've got 33 and we've got about 150 people coming.
Wow.
So, awesome.
And it's wonderful that we've had to open up the next part of our upstairs facility so that we can allow people to continue to book. So that'll be fabulous.
Is that an open event? Are tickets still available?
Look, probably until maybe lunchtime at the latest because it is a catered event. It's it's $25 to go to that one. So we'll be cutting it off fairly quickly. And hopefully most people who are coming to support their family members or whatever have already booked. But looking forward to that. I'm sure there'll be photos online after it and so on. So it should be good.
Great. What else is happening?
Look, the last couple of events of the food and wine, of the first part of food and wine over the weekend, there are two or three sort of long table type dinners happening. I think there are still a couple of tours. If you go onto the website, there might be something that you might like to do over the weekend. And that's winding up. So looking forward to getting some feedback around the changes that we made this year. And obviously our team will be starting to plan for the next part of that.
Yeah.
Very good. Oh, we'll get you on soon because I'm sure even as though the colder months are upon us, a lot is going to be happening on the coast?
Yeah, look, we're already starting to think about the events that maybe we couldn't do last year and how we can do them this year and what we can do. So there's our team are always really busy in the background doing that.
Doing an amazing job.
Good to know. Cheers for your time this morning, Devonport Mayor Annette Rockliffe. Cheers. I've got the keys in hand already. She's out of here.
Busy day.
Sorry. Stuff to do.
Be the mayor and all. See you soon. Bye. Crowded House. CFM.